Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It is your Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week.
Woo!
That is a mouthful that I don't think I'll ever fully get. But we have Jennifer with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are with the Alvan Humane Society, correct?
Allegan and Van Buren Counties. Alvan.
Alvan.
See? Makes sense.
Alvan! No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do the chipmunks thing. So you are here today with...
Minnow.
Minnow is her name? Minnow. Oh, my God. I'm melting inside. Minnow is the... Oh, my God. Look at her face.
She has to get adopted today.
Yeah, I know.
Because
you're probably
too cute, or I'm going to take her.
She's extremely respectful.
She is the star here today with everyone. Yeah, Minnow is one of a litter of nine that her mom, Daisy, a white boxer mix, had in our shelter.
Okay.
Don't know what dad is, so she's, you know, boxer mix is what we're kind of calling her.
She's
about 3 months old, and she's the only one left that has not been adopted.
Oh, wow.
So,
Minnow.
I know, and she's the best. She is. She's super sweet. She loves to be loved on. You can see she's really chill, but very playful also. She's a good girl. She'd be a great addition. She loves other dogs. She'd be fine with cats, kids, obviously.
Boxers have a pretty good...
Temperament.
Yeah,
they do. They do.
Very
definitely.
Good family dogs and everything like that and get along well. My brother's got one, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
How big do these dogs grow?
We're always guessing. Always. Like, people ask us breeds all the time. We're just going to call them mixed breeds or shelter breed.
Yeah.
Shelter mix. 50 to 60 is sort of our guess.
Yeah. Okay. She does have pretty decent-sized paws, and I know that's kind of a gauge, but you never know. She just could be a small dog with big paws.
Yeah, exactly. No, she should be right around 50 or so. But
her color is just perfect. She's got the little white socks on every foot.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful, I guess, fawn. Would that be a fawn?
She's fawn. Yep, she's fawn. And she was one of two in the litter that were fawn. The rest of them were brindle and white. So it was a beautiful litter of pups. And so, yeah, she's looking. We've obviously got many others looking. We do have a couple other puppies at the shelter, too. So if you're interested in that sort of stage of life, then we've got some options. But so many cats and dogs just waiting. We opened our brand new shelter April 30th. Mm-hmm. So we're in there, which is wonderful. But, you know, that means we kept our other adoption center, so that's our intake center now. So anyone that finds a stray or wants to surrender their animal for whatever reason would go there or call us there.
You take wives?
Hey!
Oh, sorry, I forgot you were in here, Kiki. So that's still open. If anybody finds a stray animal, go there.
Yeah, but it means that with two buildings, we are, you know, doubling the care of our animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
And our capacity, which is great, but it means, you know, more operating costs and more volunteers and more fundraising. So
absolutely.
If you can help or, you know, want to come down and even just consider adoption. If you're looking into pets, please consider adoption because there are so many homeless pets out there in need. So
yeah, seriously, find a you know, pets, for give them a new forever home.
Definitely.
You know, I know people always, I want the puppy and or this or that. There's a lot of great pets that need a lot of love, and you guys supply that. So hours of operation, where can people come see you? When?
So both buildings, same hours of operations. We're closed Wednesdays and Sundays. We're open 11 to 5:30 during the week and 11 to 3 on Saturday.
Okay.
New building is old phone number, 637-5062. That's our adoption center. Intake center. So if you find a stray, if you need to surrender your animal, call us at 639-2242. We'll talk through, maybe there's some other options out there for you instead of a shelter, but do what we can to help there. We have a lot of events coming up, too, in June. June 17th is our furry 5K fundraiser. We added a 10K this year. There's a one-mile stroll. So June 11th is early registration until then. So it's only $25. So get online, runsignup.com/furry5K if you can do that. Following weekend is our Dig for Diamonds at Johnny's Lakeshore Jewelry on Saturday, 10 to 5. Lots of fun. Tons of gemstones. So come see us there. And we'll be at Harborfest, too. We'll have a booth down there in South Haven. This is all in South Haven.
Oh, okay.
I forget that we're here in Benton Harvest. Sometimes people are like, where are we going? Yeah, and then the following week, we've got our clam bake. So it's a pretty cool seafood
good
boil.
Good Lord,
that we
you're busy.
Do. I know. We got to raise the money for these guys,
that's
right?
That's true. Oh,
yeah,
my God. Look at that friggin' face.
I was going to mention that, man. She's got a really kind face.
Yeah. She does. Those soulful eyes. Again, I brought Opal the last time I was here. It's the same thing. I'm telling you. Those eyes just melt
you. And those little soft puppy ears. And the puppy who lost its way.
Yeah, so
I think that was a boxer too in the story. Yeah.
And you can find all the info on our website, al-van.org. You can fill out adoption applications there, see about our events. Like I said, clam bake, $75 gets you a ton of fun too on June 30th. So check us out, please.
Everything helps. Everything helps. Volunteers, yes. Donations, it all helps. Going to these events. If you missed anything, go to WIRX.com. I'll have this podcasted. And also Facebook, online, they can get a hold of you. You guys
Definitely.
Are everywhere.
Yeah, so. Follow us on Facebook for sure.
Good luck prying this dog, this beautiful puppy out of Kiki's hands, because she is absolutely in love. And if someone is looking, this is, and her name is Minnow. Top to bottom, she is just perfect. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming in.
Thank you again.
And again, everyone, check out WIRX.com. It is the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week. We'll be back with more.
I'm looking at you.